From Pacifica Radio, KPFT 90.1 Houston, this is Open Journal in Exile. Open Journal is the Houston community magazine of the airwaves. Join us as Duane Bradley and Stephanie Coleman explore the wonder that is the Petro Metro and the people who make it happen. And now, from our temporary, socially distanced, alternative studios in exile, somewhere in the greater Houston area, this is Open Journal in Exile. Let the conversation begin.
You are tuned to Open Journal on Pacifica Radio, KPFT, FM 90.1, and Digital Channel HD1, Houston's community station. Thanks for your support. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Duane Bradley.
And I am Stephanie Coleman. A terrible side effect of the novel COVID-19 coronavirus is that it has hurt and in many cases shuttered so many businesses, large and small, leaving marks on every neighborhood it touches. So from time to time, we like to touch base with the small business owner who has contributed to the magic that makes Houston interesting, to see how they fared in the quarantine and to hear their thoughts and hopes for the future. This week, we are visiting with Mohammed El-Sadi, owner of the iconic Al Quick Stop, located in the Hyde Park section of Houston's Montrose at 202 Y Drive, right next door to the living room of Montrose, Rudyard's British Pub. Since 1991, Al's Quick Stop has been a Montrose mainstay when it comes to everyday household essentials and good Mediterranean food served fast. And it is currently getting a delightful shout out from a national ad campaign highlighting family-owned businesses around the nation. Welcome to Open Journal. Glad to see you and speak with you, Mohammed.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me, guys.
Great to have you on Open Journal, Mo. Hey, so what's in a name? You know, I think most of the time I've heard people mention your place, they mix it up and they call it Al's Quick Stop. But it's not Al's, it's A-L, capital A, capital L, no S, Al. And I'm wondering, is there a meaning behind the name?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, in Spanish, E-L is the, well, in Arabic, it's similar. A-L is also the. So we like to think of ourselves as the Quick Stop. You know, whether it's, you know, everyday household essentials, a quick bite, we have motor oil, we have cigarettes, we have beer, whatever you need. We like to be, you know, that one place to go for everything in the neighborhood.
I think that's part of the quirky appeal of Al Quick Stop is that, as you said, you need motor oil. You need some, you know, something you might find at a Walgreens. You need a quick six pack. You need a taco. You want some fajita meat. You need some lottery tickets. You need some, you know, a charger for your cell phone. Somehow, all these different things, some household cleaner, a good bottle of wine. Very interesting. What's more of the backstory there, Mo, on how it started? Stephanie mentioned that since 1991, you've been around. How did it begin and how did it end up right there in the Montrose next door to Rudyard's?
Yeah, so when my father moved to America back in 1987, his older brother, God rest his soul, actually started Al Quick Stop, right? And he named it, originally it was Al's Quick Stop, A-L apostrophe F, because his name was Ali, so it was named after him. Unfortunately, there was an incident there where we got robbed back in 1993. He was, they took all the money, they shot and killed him. So unfortunately, you know, that happened. And then my dad and two of his other brothers kind of took over. Over time, the other brothers kind of went their separate way, and my dad bought out most of their shares, and eventually he took sole control. And when that happened, he rebranded it as Al Quick Stop, just to kind of, you know, change ownership, change the name, kind of fresh start, to kind of get rid of that dark past. And, you know, since then, it's just, you know, we've been blessed to be in a great part of town. We've grown from just a small little bodega to adding a mini mart to becoming, you know, a restaurant and a grocery store all in one. And, you know, as time gets on, we're just, you know, doing our best to provide for everybody in the community and, you know, just be that staple place for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And you've been in the same area, in the same corner the entire time.
Yes, since Since 1991, yeah, we've seen the Montrose area change so much. We've seen it go from, you know, low income to now one of the most expensive parts of Houston. And, you know, we like to stay to our roots. We haven't changed. You know, we've been there, but we've seen the area transform.
Very exciting to see. Very exciting to be. Montrose, Houston in general has changed quite a bit, but Montrose has been definitely a notable a notable growth pattern there. And you're open 365 days a year, even on holidays. Yes, that's pretty challenging. What made you commit to that?
Well, so, you know, my dad being an immigrant, you know, he was always of the nature of work hard. If I can physically get here, you know, I'm going to be there, because if you look at the Montrose area, there really isn't any other grocery store for the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And because when he first moved to this country, he really got to know his customers and he treats them as family. So on holidays, not everybody has a family to go to. Not everybody celebrates all major holidays, you know, and it's, we always just want to be open for the people who don't have somewhere else to go. That way, if you need a quick bite or whatever it may be, you can always count on us to be there. And, you know, it's not just holidays. We were actually open during Hurricane Harvey. We were open during the ice storm, you know, with no power. We still had flashlights, calculators, trying to help and do whatever we could. But our biggest thing is, if we can physically get there, we're going to be there for you.
That's fantastic. Great.
How did you fare through the ice storm? And
I will say it was challenging because, you know, my house didn't have power. My house didn't have water. But I was going to the store and we still had water and we had gas, but we had no power. So, you know, because we're a grocery store, we have a lot of flashlights that we sell to. So we had flashlights in all corners of the store. We had the door wide open to get some sunlight in as we could. And, you know, we were just trying to take care of as many people as we could. Because my dad's really big on making sure everything stays stocked. He kind of handles more of the grocery side and I kind of handle more of the restaurant side. And his specialty is, you know, stocking up on inventory, because you never know what's going to happen, especially with the crazy weather in Houston. It's like, I mean, this week, for example, it's been all, or the last couple weeks, it's been all over the place. So just, you know, fully staffed, everybody there, flashlights, calculators, you know, just trying to help whoever can, seeing what people need, doing whatever we could to, you know, take care of everybody.
That's fantastic. You're tuned to Open Journal on Pacifica Radio, 90.1 FM. This is Houston's community station. We are having a conversation with Mohammed El Sadi, the owner of Al Quick Stop in the Montrose. I'm Dwayne Bradley with Stephanie Coleman. Hey, Mo, on television recently, I don't watch a whole lot of TV, but I was watching one evening recently, and there's been this campaign where Garth and Wayne from the Wayne's World movie are doing these spots for Uber Eats, and they drop in the names of places from around the country. And I see one of these and I hear these guys say, you know, Al Quick Stop, and that they're having Hero Quesadillas. And I'm thinking, but they mention Hyde Park, and I'm thinking that's Chicago. They've got some crazy place up in Chicago that sounds like this place in Montrose. And lo and behold, that's not exactly what was happening right there.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Waynesboro.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. As a local access show, we want everyone to support local restaurants.
But we never manipulate you like the way all these other commercials do.
Sure. That's really sad.
We'd never shamelessly rely on a celebrity cameo.
Right, Cardi B?
Yeah, eat local.
To support local restaurants, we've been to every city, including
Boise and even Bakersfield.
Yeah, we're exhausted.
Ooh.
Woo. So tonight, I'll be eating the Hero Quesadilla from Al Quick Stop in Hyde Park.
Excellent. Do you think they bought it?
Oh, yeah.
Local eats. World, yummy time, excellent.
That was what we heard. That was what that ad was. And so I wanted to know, how did you find out about this? How did you get in on this? Did this bring people to you, this notoriety, or did all just your regulars come in and go, hey, was that really you? Because that's what I did. And then I asked the other logical question, was like, hey, have the sales of Hero Quesadillas like skyrocketed since Wayne decided he was going to have some?
Yeah, so just, I guess the first how it got started. So you know, we're pretty big on Uber Eats. You know, delivery is kind of the way of the world right now, and we were one of the first restaurants to get on that platform in the Houston area. So I've gotten to build a pretty good relationship with our account manager and things like that. And we like to take part in any type of new promotions or whatever they have going, just to kind of help them out, and they kind of help us out. So they had noticed that our Euro quesadilla had been doing really well, and a lot of people had been ordering it. And, you know, they have all those analytics. So they had reached out to us, and they were like, hey, we have this, you know, we have this secret campaign. We can't really tell you too much or who's going to be on it. But would you be interested in being on a nationally, you know, broadcasted commercial? And, you know, I jumped at the idea. I was like, whoever it is, I'm just honored to be a part of it. Any type of notoriety like that, that's great for business. Yeah. So the first time they debuted the commercial to me about a week before it went live. And I saw it and I was just taken aback. I was like, wow, Wayne's World, like that is awesome. I got chills. I was like, man, this is great. And then after that, as soon as it started airing, we noticed people constantly, can we try the quesadilla? We've heard about this quesadilla. Whoa, what is this? Things like that. So it definitely, you know, boosted our sales, but not only in that area, because it just brought people in, because they're like, oh, you know, we've driven past this place and now we see it on a commercial. What exactly is it? So it opened us up to other people trying other things as well. But the Euro quesadilla definitely caught a nice little bump from that.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
That is great. Really exciting. And it is nice. I mean, you also, in terms of generation, seem to have a wonderful fusion that you're open to innovation and technology, and you still have very traditional mom and pop community values in your store. Everyone's talking about pivoting in COVID and what that's like, but it's really different when you're actually in the middle of the crisis and like pivoting to technology. Yeah. How was that transition and good or bad? How did that work for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, with any business, the name of the game is adapting to the times. You know, times are always changing and delivery was already getting pretty big. Obviously the pandemic kind of took that and ran with it and made it, it kind of forced everybody into that. So, you know, as we noticed things closing down and sales kind of starting to decline a little, for us it was like, what can we do to continue to bring in customers, but also make sure that, you know, we're still looking out for our customers as well. Cause you know, these third party apps, they charge service fee, delivery fee, mm-hmm. you know, all these other fees. So it was like, what could we do to help them? And one of the biggest things for us was offering promotions on every single delivery platform, whether it's a buy one, get one free on Uber Eats, spend $15, get $3 off on DoorDash, you know, get $5 off your first order on Grubhub, whatever it may be. For us, it was, you know, with people losing jobs and things like that, everybody still needs to eat, but not necessarily everybody's in the same financial situation. So if we can offer some free things, take a little bit off the price for people, our idea was if we can do this and survive through the pandemic, then once things go back to normal, hopefully we'll be able to create some long lasting customers and they'll come back. It was definitely a struggle because, you know, just we, you know, we had full dine in and all that stuff. We got rid of all our tables. We had to put, you know, glass barriers between certain things, making sure to wear a mask. And then when you're in the kitchen cooking and it's really busy, wearing a mask during that time gets quite difficult. But you know, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, everybody's going through it. So for us, it was like, there's no need to complain. There's no need to, you know, whine about it. It's what can you do to solve the problem? How can you make this better for yourself? Because everybody's going through it, you know, and everybody has their own problems. So there's no point of, you know, woe is me. It was, you know, what can we do mm-hmm. to solve this? So for us, the big part was, you know, just offering as much support to the community as we can, you know, whether it's discounts, free items, things like that. We just, whatever we could do to kind of bring people in and help them.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And the learning curve for that seemed to have paid off.
Yes, I will say it did. I mean, we are now mainly, I mean, to this day, we're still mainly delivering to go. And our big thing was also focusing on the quality, because not everything is delivered well. You know, some foods don't mm-hmm. do well for delivery. So for us, it was, what can we do to make sure what we do have delivered is staying hot, is making sure the quality stays mm-hmm. consistent and all that. So we really, you know, took a step back, focused on our quality, made sure that in a 15, 20 minute drive, or if there was traffic and it was a little bit longer, it still maintained its quality. So that was not a really big for us as well.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so Mo, I wanted to ask about the changes. You've been there at the corner of Welch and Waugh for 30 years. Montrose has changed, as you've illustrated in this conversation. It seems like there's been a lot of cranes in the neighborhood at large over the last couple of years, large commercial and residential developments. We've recently witnessed the demolishing of the old Half-Price bookstore. The River Oaks Theater has shut down. The Disco Kroger on Montrose is now fenced off and dark, just to name a few. How has this changing development in that part of town impacted you, your business, that street you're on, and all that?
So, I mean, you know, for those who are familiar with the area, you know, parking's already an issue in that area. And then when you add construction and things like that, one of the biggest things we noticed was people having a hard time getting to us, whether it be, you know, they didn't really notice us because our signage might be the best, or the fact that there's construction everywhere and it's really hard to just get to that corner because, you know, if Welch is blocked off for whatever reason, you know, how are you supposed to get there? And, you know, there's one-way streets and things like that. So that was one of the biggest things that we've noticed. But on the bright side, on the positive side, with a lot of the new residential buildings, it's brought in a lot of new people. So all the older people who have stayed in the area, but also all the new people have come, we've gotten to introduce them to our food. We've gotten introduced to our, you know, our grocery side and things like that. So it's been good and bad. You know, and that's just kind of the way you have to look at things, in my opinion, is with everything, you can always find the good in it. It's just, you know, you got to open your eyes and look for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely. Well, and I mean, and I think that is that resiliency mindset that you kind of really have to be able to turn it into something good, because it is not, it's not the way they teach it in business school.
At all. I'll tell you that. They definitely don't teach you any of that stuff.
Well, for some, so just as you said, there are new individuals in the area, lots of new people moving to Houston. So for listeners who've never ordered from Al Quick Stop, what exactly is it that not only makes it different, but what are some of the things that they can order? Can they also order from the store? What is that different feeling that they can expect from that's not a part of the chains?
Yeah. So for us, I would say the biggest thing is, if you've ever been to New York, like, you know, your standard typical New York bodega where you walk in and there's a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Our staple is obviously our Mediterranean food, but just from the area, and as time's grown, we've also catered to a lot of Tex-Mex type food. And, you know, we always have the burgers and things like that. But for us, a big thing was kind of adding the fusion. So we have the Mexican rice, but we have the Mediterranean meats, and kind of fusing those together allowed us to attract both, both, you know, communities, but also people who just, you know, want to try something new. Because the flavor, you know, it's a lot of flavor when you're adding gyro meat, but also, what is it, like, you're adding a diced salad, but you're also adding the Mexican rice, all that combined together, it really, you know, it adds a different flavor that you really haven't tried before, or at least anything I've tried in the Houston area.
Mm-hmm. That is so wonderful. We're so glad to see that you've done so well.
And Mo, what's a way that people can keep in touch and find out more about Al Quick Stop, the Quick Stop? Is it simply Al Quick Stop, alquickstop.com? Is that the best access point to menu and just everything they would need?
Yes, I would say our website, alquickstop.com, and our Instagram. I'm really big on social media, and I know there's a lot of people who like to see with their eyes. So we're constantly posting things on our social media, whether it be Instagram or Facebook. But our handle is also just Al Quick Stop on Instagram. And that's kind of where we post our specials. We post, you know, pictures of different food items, different wines that we're offering, different things like that. So we try and stay up to date as much as possible. Our website, you'll be able to find the most current menu. Anytime we do make any sort of change, it's always reflected on our website as well.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And thanks for joining us, Mohammed El-Sadi. We appreciate you for joining us on this edition of Open Journal in Exile.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. It's my pleasure.
Well, it is time to wrap this edition of Open Journal. I'm Dwayne Bradley. We thank you for supporting this community station. Thank you especially for supporting KPFT's Open Journal, this program on this community station. And if you'd like to, well, kpft.org, the access point for that. And if you just scroll on down, put in the little memo zone, Open Journal, we'd appreciate that. Whenever you feel the urge to merge with the community. Thank you again. I'm Dwayne Bradley.
And I'm Stephanie Coleman. Our program archive is available through kpft.org. And please subscribe to our podcast, KPFT OJ. We are a dedicated all-volunteer production staff, including Rambling Rick Campbell, Susan Phillips, and Maverick. Open Journal theme music by Kevin McLeod. Join us on Open Journal next time for more great conversations.
And as always, we like to leave you with a thought to carry you through the week. This comes to us from Haile Selassie, who said, throughout history, it has been the inaction of those who could have acted, the indifference of those who should have known better, the silence of the voice of justice when it mattered most, that has made it possible for evil to triumph. Take care of each other. Peace.